for the first time, ISWA is holding its World Congress here in Oman, in the whole of Middle East and North Africa. I think it's your first time. Joining us now is the president of ISWA, Carlos Silva Filho. And welcome to Oman.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here in Oman, in the Sultanate of Oman, in this beautiful city of Muscat, to organize and host the first ever ISWA World Congress in the MENA region. For us, it's really an achievement to have a presence in the region with our national member, BIA, here in the Sultanate of Oman, and really host many participants from 55 countries around the world who came to discuss, to share their knowledge, to interact about the best solutions towards a solid waste management, to give insights, to express their innovative projects and really enjoy this amazing atmosphere.
What would you like to achieve in these 3 days in Oman and as the Congress continues?
Well, the ISWA World Congress, the ISWA Annual Congress, is the main event dedicated exclusively to discuss solid waste management solutions. The theme for this year is global action towards a net zero future. So our goal is at one time to bring people together to discuss and conclude what are the next steps. As we'll be coming back to the region very soon in late November for COP28 in Dubai, as we will have the first ever waste and resources pavilion at COP28. So the Congress this year is the platform to get all the insights, the inputs and the ideas for us to take with us in Dubai at COP and share with the decision makers and share with the world what should be the next step. Because one thing we are sure, waste management, sound waste management is key to beat the triple planetary crisis. So when we come to the ISWA Congress, when we organize this Congress, we get all the subsidies, all the scientific inputs necessary to really support our message. And then we can raise our voice and show that waste is present and we can mitigate climate change, we can prevent biodiversity loss, and we can tackle pollution.
What do you think, sir, when it comes to looking at the trends of the world today, if we continue the same pace, can we really achieve net zero by 2050? It seems it's just a few more decades.
The business as usual is over. We cannot keep the same patterns we've been doing for the last decades. We need to change the paradigm. We need to change the perspective. Now we need to consider waste is a resource. Waste must go through a valorization process. So we really need to engage all the stakeholders. We need to engage the industry. We need to engage governments. We need to engage policymakers and waste management operators in order to move towards a more circular approach, towards a more resourceful approach. And this will be the only possibility to accelerate the SDGs, because we have the 2030 agenda to be implemented. So we need to accelerate the SDGs in order to have a chance. And the time is running against us to be net zero by 2050.
One final question. When we talk about solid waste, what we are seeing in this modern day, which we never thought we'd see, is of course wars and the waste that comes out of it. For example, concrete. We see buildings being crushed to the ground and we can hardly see soil anymore. Would there be solutions to clear this?
There are many solutions, and ISWA has been called to support or to give some kind of instructions and assistance to deal with what we call the disaster waste, in terms of not only from environmental disasters, but also from wars. So we have a group of experts dedicating quite some attention to it in order to give some kind of a better recovery for these remainings of such delicate and situations.
Structures too. Thank you so much. And I hope you've been enjoying Oman.
I'm enjoying a lot. And I really need to program my way back to Oman in the future. Because,
as a tourist,
yeah. Because the country is so beautiful, but unfortunately I couldn't have time to really go around to see everything. So I will for sure be coming back to Oman as a tourist and one of the ambassadors of the beauties from Oman wherever I go. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Speaking to us there, Carlos Silva Filho, ISWAS president, who is here in the Sultanate of Oman for the Congress with a wonderful theme that is to achieve net zero in the future. The 3-day conference will continue and conclude on Wednesday, November 1st. I'm Lakshmi Karthanath with Ali Juwaish and Nasser Al-Harasi, thanking you for joining us right here at Oman Observer.